May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Those are the extra verses that were left out of today's reading from Exodus. Perhaps the most radical of the Ten Commandments for our time is the commandment for God's people to keep the Sabbath. It has been misunderstood, misused, and all but forgotten, except by our Jewish brothers and sisters. Sabbath keeping in the way that God intends may be the least observed of all the commandments by modern Christians, and one of the most difficult to observe in its wholeness. Why is that? Wayne Muller, who's written a beautiful book on Sabbath rest, says it is because we have lost the natural rhythm between work and rest in our society. Barbara Brown Taylor says it is because Sabbath involves pleasure, rest, freedom, and slowness, none of which come naturally to North Americans. Most of us, she says, are so sold on speed, so invested in productivity, so convinced that multitasking is the way of life, that stopping for one whole day can feel at first like a kind of death. Yet it is life, abundant life, not death, that God promises us when we keep the Sabbath. Now, I need to say more about what keeping the Sabbath means. I could spend an entire sermon giving you examples of what it is not. And many of you may have grown up with a distorted view, because our culture had a distorted view of what keeping the Sabbath meant. It is not supposed to be grim or no fun or simply a bunch of thou shalt nots, although some of you may think that because of the way Sabbath was done in your family or your church or your community. I remember my dad, who was born in 1920, telling me that in his family, although they did not really go to church very much, they were nominally Methodist, he was not allowed to go to the movies or play cards on Sunday. That's how they understood. It was a cultural understanding of Sabbath keeping that was completely distorted. And that kind of practice gave rise to the commonly held idea, I think, of Sabbath as a puritanical, harsh, and even ridiculous practice that has no place in our modern life. But instead, Sabbath involves saying no to some things in order to say yes more fully to God. and to the abundant, joyful life that God wants for all of us. Now, part of the reason that it's so countercultural, so radical, so difficult to do, to stop for an entire day, is that the things we are to say no to for an entire day each week are things that have become idols in our society. Work, commerce, and worry. Now, if you question whether these have become idols, just look at the news, and what do you see? If we were ever in need of a recovery of Sabbath keeping, now is the time. When we keep the Sabbath in its wholeness, we set aside time to be free from our normal work and busyness. Now, most of us do not set aside an entire day for this. And if that's true of you, then it's usually something that you have to work toward a little at a time, kind of like proportional giving. If you're giving 4% of your income this year, maybe you can give 6% next year. If your Sabbath is just your time at church at this time, whenever you come to church, maybe you can make it extend for some hours before and after. The time that you set aside helps us to put life in perspective and remembering to focus on God at least one day a week helps us to remember to trust God. Now, Sabbath in the wholeness, in its wholeness, and the way it really is kept in the Hebrew tradition, means time for the really important things: family, friends, food, maybe a walk in the country, playing with children or animals, or even having some much-needed solitude. It is a way of living, a holy discipline, a radical choice for us in this life. And Sabbath is about relationships, connections. It is about being instead of doing. It is about taking our rightful places as stewards of God's creation, not owners. It is about trusting in God's promises and God's power. Dorothy Bass writes this: "To act as if the world cannot get along without our work for one day in seven is a startling display of pride that denies the sufficiency of our generous Maker." When you practice Sabbath regularly, it helps you live in what we call God's time, Kairos time, which is qualitatively different from the way we usually experience time, Chronos time, looking at our watches or our phones constantly, working on deadlines, perhaps always feeling like we're late. In Kairos time, we are in the present moment. And if we can relax into it, we are given the gift of this sense of timelessness. Now, all of us have had those experiences. Just think of the last time that you completely lost track of time because you were doing something that you loved. Maybe walking out in nature, reading a good book, talking with a friend, or eating a meal with friends. that quality of time that I'm talking about, that God wants for us more than we have it. Sabbath memories of Kairos time might include, for some of you, Sunday dinner at your grandparents' house. A lot of people grew up with that being an important way to celebrate the Sabbath. Long summer days when you were a child with no structure imposed on you. Family vacations, time with friends, just hanging out. One of my favorite days of the year is the day after Christmas, because it's one of the few days when I am not tempted to do anything. There's always plenty of really good food left over, and the family is there, and sometimes friends, and we can just be in our exhaustion and enjoy being together. But Sabbath keeping is not only about individual holiness, and it's not ever been meant just for individuals or even just a community. It's also radical because of its insistence on social justice. When an entire community practices Sabbath, Barbara Brown Taylor says, it is not only about rest, but also about resistance. She says, each time that Sabbath rest appears in Torah, the Hebrew scriptures, the commandment limits the exploitation of others as well as the exhaustion of the self. When you stop working, so do your children, your animals, and your employees, even if they do not believe in your God. You believe in your God, so they get the day off. By interrupting our economically sanctioned social order every week, Sabbath suspends our subtle and not so subtle ways of dominating one another on a regular basis. And indeed, all of creation is included in this rhythm of work and rest that God offers us. Even the land is included. Every seventh year, the fields are to lie fallow. The possibilities of Sabbath for healing for us and our world give hope in the midst of anxious times. All we have to do is stop. Stop working, stop buying things, stop worrying for one day each week. And if we can do that, then we can start resting, thanking God, playing with family and friends, delighting in the goodness of God's creation. It is a transformative practice. Barbara Brown Taylor, who is an Episcopal priest, writer, and one of the most driven people I've ever met, says, Sabbath is no longer just a good idea or even a spiritual discipline for me. It is an experience of divine love that swamps both body and soul. It is the weekly practice of eternal life. Finally, it is not enough for us to take our Sabbath individually, although we have to start there. We must see that the gift of Sabbath can extend to the whole world. We must work on the other 6 days for a more just society so that all people have the opportunity for meaningful work and so that no one has to work 7 days a week just in order to survive. We must work for the proper use of creation and stop the exploitation and destruction. And we cannot do this on our own steam without God's help. That may be the most powerful message of the Sabbath for us, to trust that God is working even when we are resting in God. I'll end with this from Wendell Berry, from his Sabbaths. Whatever is foreseen in joy must be lived from day to day. Vision held open in the dark by our 10,000 days of work. Harvest will fill the barn. For that, the hand must ache, the face must sweat. And yet, no leaf or grain is filled by work of ours. The field is tilled and left to grace. That we may reap, great work is done while we're asleep. When we work well, a Sabbath mood rests on our day and finds it good.